and welcome to this special edition of Glory Stories. I'm Virginia, one of your Holy Heroes adventure guides. My brother and sisters are with me.
Hi, I'm Clara.
Hi, I'm Margaret.
I'm Trey.
And I'm Anna.
Hi, I'm Trez.
And I'm Lillian.
With Holy Heroes, you can get great Catholic products and take part in fun activities that help you bring the joy of the faith to your family.
Right now, we want to introduce you to Glory Stories. Glory Stories are true stories of the lives of holy people of God, children and adults, who set examples for us to follow to help us get to heaven.
You can get free coloring pages that follow along with this story at glorystoriesfun.com.
Today's two glory stories are about Blessed Imelda, the little girl whose love for the Eucharist made her the patroness of all first communicants.
And our second story tells us about St. Juan Diego. His humble obedience to the Holy Mother of God and his local bishop resulted in a miracle we can still see today.
Our first episode is called Let the Children Come to Me, the story of Blessed Imelda's First Communion Miracle.
This is one of my favorite glory stories.
Shh! It's starting.
Long ago, in the year 1322, a very special girl was born to a rich, noble family. On the day Imelda Lambertini was born in Bologna, Italy, the entire town celebrated far into the night. All the townspeople knew how long her parents had been praying that God would send them a child. Late that night, while her new baby slept peacefully, Imelda's mother, Donna Castora, offered a prayer of thanksgiving in the chapel.
Dear Savior, how can I ever repay you? She's an angel. An angel. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Help me to teach her well. Help me to guide her to you. Help me to make her a saint.
Years passed, and the baby grew into a beautiful young girl. Imelda's mother often let Imelda help her bring food and clothing to the poor people of their town. One day, as they prepared a basket of food for the poor, Imelda asked,
Mama, why do we have to feed the poor? Why doesn't Jesus simply give all the poor people food so they won't be hungry anymore?
Her mother smiled.
Jesus always cares for the poor, my child. Remember when he fed all the people on the hillside with just a few fishes and loaves of bread?
Oh, yes, Mama, I remember. Jesus blessed the bread, then he told his apostles to give it to the people, and what looked like a very few loaves of bread became enough to feed everyone. It was a miracle, right, Mama?
That is right, my child.
Imelda gave an impish grin.
I wish I could have asked the apostles for some of that bread. I'm sure it tasted better than any ordinary bread. Oh, but your bread tastes good too, Mama.
Thank you, my little one. But you know, the people who ate the bread grew hungry later on, so they came to Jesus the next day for more. Then Jesus surprised them by promising them a different bread, the bread of eternal life, which would give them life forever in heaven.
Imelda's eyes began to sparkle.
That sounds even better. Did he give them that bread?
No, not right then. But Jesus did tell them that this special bread, this bread that would give them eternal life, was his own body.
Imelda was puzzled.
Mama, how can Jesus give us his body to eat?
Her mother explained.
You see, my child, Jesus is God, and he needs only to speak a word to make it so. Many times during his life, Jesus did exactly this, to help his followers believe in the power of his words. When he said, "Be healed," sick people were well again. When he said, "Be still," the wild waves were calmed on the Sea of Galilee. And when he said, "Get up," even the dead came back to life.
At last, Imelda understood.
I see, Mother. At the Last Supper, when Jesus said, "This is my body," the bread truly became his body and was no longer ordinary bread at all. Oh, Mama, now I want to eat the body of Jesus, too. But Jesus lived so long ago. Surely the bread of eternal life is all gone by now.
Her mother smiled.
Jesus thought of that too, Imelda. He gave the apostles his own power to make ordinary bread, truly his body. Later, his apostles passed this power on to new bishops and priests. Today, at Mass, when our priest says the words, "This is my body," we know that they are the words of Jesus, making his own body truly present for us, even though it still looks like bread.
Imelda's excitement grew.
Oh, Mama, Jesus takes such good care of us, doesn't he? I want to be at Mass every day when the priest says, "This is my body," and know that Jesus is really there on the altar. But Mama, most of all, I want to be fed with the body of Jesus in Holy Communion. How happy I would be, how truly happy, to be so very close to him.
By now, the little girl was practically jumping for joy. Suddenly, she had a further insight.
Then Jesus is feeding the poor, and everyone else too.
Yes, my child. Through his priests, he feeds them bread from heaven. But he still expects us to feed the poor like he did on earth, by sharing our food and other blessings with them as we can. Come along. We have many families to visit who need our help today.
From that time on, Imelda had a special love for our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament and longed to receive him at every Mass. At the time, however, children were not allowed to receive their first Holy Communion until the age of 14, so the 5-year-old Imelda tried to be patient until that far-off day. When Imelda was 9 years old, she asked her parents' permission to enter the beautiful convent in Val di Pietra and live with the cloistered Dominican nuns there. It was not unusual at that time for girls to enter a convent or marry at a very young age. Although her parents knew they would miss their little only child, they gave her to God willingly. The good nuns taught the young Imelda all about living a life in service to God. She wore the Dominican habit and participated as much as she was allowed in the life of the convent. And what a different life it was than the privileged life she was used to. The community of holy nuns observed the new novice carefully for many months to see how she would react to her new duties. And Imelda did not disappoint them. Every day brought Imelda a new challenge, a new lesson in humility, a new chance to offer her daily prayers, works, joys, and sufferings to our Lord. And with every day, her love for him grew deeper and her desire to please him stronger. After a very short time, it was clear to all at Val di Pietra that they were in the presence of a very special soul. The nuns knew Imelda desperately longed to make her first communion early, and the Mother Superior began to wonder if Imelda might actually be ready.
For Vincenzo, about our young novice, Imelda Lambertini.
Yes, Mother, the little one, the 9-year-old.
Father, you've seen how humbly she waits, how sincerely she prays, how deeply she longs to receive our Lord in Holy Communion. I know, love and accept the rule of the Church, which says she must be older. But might there be some way an exception could be made?
Dear Mother, this is beyond my power to change. You know as well as I that the Church makes her rules to help us, to guide us on the road to holiness. Please, please tell the little one to try to be patient.
Yes, of course, Father. Thank you.
So Imelda continued to pray earnestly to Jesus to grant her desire to receive him sooner than the age of 14. Day after day, as she watched the nuns prepare for their communion at Holy Mass, she thought,
to receive our Lord's own body, to be so close to him, oh, such happiness. How could anyone bear such happiness? How can anyone receive our Lord and not die of happiness?
At every Mass, she waited hopefully for any sign that she would be allowed to approach the altar. But it was always the same. While the other nuns made their thanksgiving after communion, Imelda suffered her disappointment silently. She redoubled her silent plea.
Please come to me, my Jesus, for I am poor, and without the bread I need to truly live. Please let me receive you into my heart in Holy Communion.
And then, in May of 1333, when she was still only 11 years old, Imelda felt a stir of hope and grace in her heart. In her night prayers on the eve of the Feast of the Ascension, she felt certain Jesus would grant her fondest desire. As the sisters prepared for the Mass of the Vigil of the Ascension, she approached the priest.
Father Vincenzo, please...
What is troubling you, my child?
Please, Father. Oh, Father, I've waited so long, and I know Jesus is also waiting for me. I beg you, Father, today may I receive my first Holy Communion?
My dear child, there, try to be patient. Our Lord will wait for you a little longer, Imelda. You are still so young.
After Mass, Imelda hid her face in her hands and remained in prayer before Jesus in the tabernacle. And as they had so many times before, the tears began to fall. And as she wept silently, she reminded herself that he said, "Knock, and it shall be opened to you." And she whispered,
"Oh my Jesus, if I could fly to the tabernacle, I would knock and knock until you would open up and come to me. Dear Savior, I know you are the bread of life, truly present here in the tabernacle. You once said, 'Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them.' I love you and want so much to come to you, Lord, but my age has stopped me. I can't reach you, my Jesus. Will you not come to me yourself?"
One of the nuns had stayed behind to tidy the chapel after Mass. Hearing a strange, soft sound, she turned toward Imelda and gasped. A great miracle was happening. The doors of the tabernacle were wide open. The entire chapel was bathed in a glorious golden light. And there, floating above Imelda's head, was Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. The amazed sister ran to get Father Vincenzo. He rushed into the chapel with the whole community at his heels. He had no doubt what the miracle meant.
Dear Lord,
reverently, the priest took the shining host and gave the little Dominican what Jesus himself had miraculously ordained.
Corpus Domini Nostri Jesu Christi,
her first Holy Communion at the age of 11.
Amen.
After a period of thanksgiving, the Mother Superior guided everyone out of the chapel so Sister Imelda could pray undisturbed.
Leave her alone with Christ in her heart, my sisters, and let us all thank God for this wonderful grace.
Imelda remained in the chapel until two sisters came to get her some hours later. They found Sister Imelda still kneeling at her place. They spoke to her gently, but she seemed not to hear.
Imelda? Sister Imelda? Is she asleep?
I don't know. She looks like an angel. She looks so happy. Look at the smile on her face.
Sister Imelda, Mother says you need to join us now for supper.
When they touched her shoulder, Imelda collapsed, still with a beautiful smile on her lips. Jesus had come into Imelda's heart and then taken her to be close to his heart forever in heaven. She had died of happiness. Blessed Imelda continues to pray for all first communicants as she looks down from heaven where she is so happy with our Lord. In 1910, Pope St. Pius X lowered the age for first communion, so now children can receive when they are about 7 years old. He also named Blessed Imelda the patroness of first communicants. Blessed Imelda, pray for us.